It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
This is the Go Birds Podcast.
Go Birds! Go Birds!
Hey, hello. The Go Birds Podcast presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook, the Parks Picks Pod. What up, buddy?
So I would say that on the last two pods, I've definitely been feeling myself a little bit. Right? Like the post-game pod.
Yes.
I was feeling good.
To be fair, deservedly so.
Deservedly, yes. Like, and I said this to you before the season, that it's not going to take much for me to take a victory lap because this could fall apart quickly. And I don't think it will. But today I come to you on the Parks Pod. A humbled man, a man who put his hand up and said, I apologize for the bad picks last week.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Picking games is just so much harder than picking the Eagles. This is exactly why I always say I know more about the Eagles and national guys know more about the overall league. Like, it's just really hard to pick these games. And let me tell you, I don't know if you looked at the lines yet. The lines for this week are super hard.
So I've not. That's good to know. I know the Eagles line, obviously. And I think I've heard a couple others just in conversation through the week. So we can have a little fun with some guesses and stuff. But good to know because I didn't do great either last week, right? Like, what were our records for last week?
Okay. So last week you were 8-8 and okay. I was 6-10.
All right. So not great. 8-8 is... at least acceptable.
8-8's fine, yeah.
It's acceptable.
Well, the two that you got where I messed up was you took the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. Good job by you. Mm-hmm. And you took, what was the other one?
The Raiders.
Yes,
which was an okay pick. I think I got lucky with that one. The Cardinals was a good pick. And I told you in the moment why I was doing it. I was like, this line is stupid. Like, why are the Titans only 3-point home favorites against Arizona?
Yeah,
like,
it
just made no sense to me. So I read the line, and that was definitely a big one. I wish I'd bet on it. I wish we had put it in our Parks Picks parlay.
Well, and the Ravens like fell apart. Yeah. I mean, I don't like.
Well, that's
the injuries
what I mean.
Happening.
Like, I feel like that one was more like it was a fine pick, but more luck than the other one. The other one was a good pick. I'll give myself credit.
Yeah,
for
agreed.
Regardless, our Parks Picks parlay of the week off to a just god awful start, Elliot. I mean, we did a 5-team parlay last week, and we missed 4 of them, buddy. 4.
Well. What's sad is, so like we got Seattle. That was the lock of the week.
Yeah,
there was
at least that was the one game we felt the best about. So at least, you know, we were right about something in that way.
Washington lost Fitzpatrick. So that sucked.
I like that. That's a good, it was not our fault. I like that. And they were still close. They were still in it.
Right.
They were underdog. A 1.5-point home underdog. Like we missed by 2.5 points.
Kansas City lost by, well, they won the game, but I mean, like, that one lost by a point, I think.
Yeah, a point and a half, right? I think. Yeah, I think they
point and a half, yeah.
Either way, we were very close.
Patriots, like, it almost feels like they won the game the way people are talking about them, but
well,
unfortunately,
Patriots
should have
won the
game.
Damian Harris, who Elliot, up until Sunday, had literally never fumbled in his career a game-losing fumble. Of course. It's like, of course.
And then the Packers just, we missed on that one. Hands up. Yeah.
There's no explaining that one away. No, no.
No. But what's wild is, and we'll get into it, like, the Saints line this week is also very weird. I'll be interested to see your analysis.
I'm super excited for these. Yeah, let's dive in. Let's get to it. We will pick every game on the slate at the end. We will do a Parks Picks Parlay. We're down to $90 in our $100 Parks Gang since we lost our parlay last week. But this week, we're going to be smarter. We're going to be more conservative. It's probably going to be a three-team parlay. And we're going to win our parlay this week, Elliot. I'm putting it out in the world. I feel very confident.
I wish that there were people that could police us right now, because as a general rule of thumb, I hit on way more three-team parlays than I do any other type. Like, three is my safe space. So let's just make a promise to each other we're staying at three teams.
Love it. Love it.
No matter how much we want to add, we're only doing three.
Elliot, I have my red pen out. I'm going to write down the ones that I think should be part of it at the end, and we'll whittle it down.
All right, perfect. You keep the list then.
Okay. I got the parlay list. You do the lines. Let's roll.
Deal. All right. Thursday night, Giants at Washington.
Oh, real quick, I love this, by the way. It's back for everyone out there listening. We're recording on Thursday. This game has not happened yet. You get the awesome opportunity to hear us be wrong within seconds. Congratulations. Very cool.
Okay.
All right. I can't wait.
This is a tough one. Now, as a general rule of thumb, I'm probably going to pick against the Giants every... Like, last year it was the Jets. This year it's the Giants. I'm probably going to pick against them every time, but... New quarterback for Washington. Now, it is in Washington, which helps. Washington coming off a loss. Like, I don't... So, the line is 3.5. Washington -3.5.
So, did you see the Daniel Jones... Fun little Daniel Jones factoid with this game. And it's not that he stinks, but he does stink. That he is undefeated against Washington and has yet to win a primetime game. I believe he's 4-0 against Washington and 0-5 in primetime games. So... Something's got to break tonight, Elliot. I will say it's the latter. There is a 0% chance I'm picking the Giants. Like, it could have been 6.5, and I would have taken Washington. I think it's a close game. I hate the half point. Like, I hate it. This is one of those half points that's crushing my soul because I have no idea about Heinicke, and in general, I don't think Washington's quite as good as I thought they'd be. But, I can't do the Giants. I'll take Washington.
Dude, I can't imagine a world where I'm watching the game tonight, and I'm like, I have money on the Giants. You know, like, that's ultimately
it sounds
what
horrible.
It comes down to. Like,
it sounds horrible.
Yeah. All right. I think Washington is the better team, too.
Agree.
And honestly, like, you're out on Daniel Jones. I'm higher on he is, but, like, I still think Heinicke might be better than Jones.
I think he
almost beat the Buccaneers last year.
I think he's definitely better. That's
right.
It.
Flat so we're both taking Washington.
Done. Next game.
Next game. Now, this is a tough one emotionally for you. And you hurt yourself last week by picking against your team.
I know. I deserve what I get. But I will say, again, for those who don't know, if you're new to the Parks Picks pod, hello, welcome. It's a lot of fun here. We'll tell you a little bit about how you can play along with us later. But for those who don't know, last year I rode the Dolphins. I was all in the Dolphins from the beginning of the season. I think they were like a 6-win projected team. They won 10. Like, it was a good thing for me. Like, the Dolphins were good to me last year. But the reason I was in on them was Brian Flores, and I was in on them when Ryan Fitzpatrick was their quarterback. I'm just not in on Tua, man. And I wasn't last year, and I'm still not. Like, I don't believe in that guy. So that was why I picked against him last week, and that is why I'm less in on them. But I love Flores, man. Love that guy.
All right. So this line's a little interesting. So Dolphins at home. So that, I think, factors in. Bills at Dolphins. Dolphins +3.5.
Okay, good. The Dolphins are 3.5. I would not have guessed that, so that's good. I actually would have guessed...
+3.5, to be clear.
Yeah, I would have guessed more.
I feel very, very... It's in Miami, though.
Well, and I agree. And I think, if the Bills had a dominant win over Pittsburgh week one, I think it is more. I think this is a little hedging. I'll happily take the Bills. I think the Bills get back on track. Like, so many things to like about the Bills in this one. First and foremost, I think Pittsburgh's defense is that good. I think part of the reason that the Bills were that bad week one is because Pittsburgh's defense is legit, legit, legit. But also, like, this is one of those, like, one team needs this game way, way, way more. I feel really again, getting dangerous picking against the Dolphins. But I'll take the Bills and actually feel very good about it.
Yeah, so it's like with the Eagles-Niners where I was like, the Eagles just aren't going to lose at home. Like, I just don't think the Bills are going to go 0-2. Like, I think this is a tough spot, and I think they could lose. Like the game, if you want to just analyze, like, if you want to be like a football analyst and just, like, analyze, like, they could lose the game. But I don't know. Are they going to go 0-2? I don't think so. So I actually think this is a potential parlay pick for us.
Elliot, I wrote it down in red. So we have perfect. One potential parlay pick next game. Two
right.
for two
Bengals
in picks.
Bengals at Bears. This is a disgusting game. Bengals at Bears. Bears minus 2.5.
Ooh. So I would have guessed Bears minus 3.5 if you had asked me. So I would have been off on that. I mean, that's an ugly line, right? I know that Bengals are one.
I knew if Fields was going to. Like, I know he's not starting, but, like, that would be my worry. If yeah. Andy Dalton's playing the whole game, I don't think they're going to win. But they were, like, kind of close against the Rams.
Yeah,
like, they kept that a little.
To the point you just made, are the Bills going to be 0-2? Are the Bengals going to be 2-0? Like, is that a world that we're going to be living in?
And it's on the road. It's on the road.
But 3.5, man, that. I mean, oh, it's 2.5, you said.
2.5, yeah.
All right. I hate it. I'll take the Bears and I'll lay the points. I don't feel good about it. I don't like betting on it. This has all the classic makings of you know, we'll be watching the Eagles at the same time, but like a game break coming in and it's like the Bears have the ball and they're down 7 and we're like, we bet on Andy Dalton. You know? So I don't feel good about it. You're gonna ride with me? Yeah, let's go Bears. I don't feel good about this.
You know what?
At all.
You know what? I'm changing my mind. I'm going Bengals. So I think Burrow's better. I think the Bears are kind of one of those teams where like they're just not gonna win until Fields goes in. So my only concern is Fields going in. But if Dalton plays the full game, I'm going Bengals.
Yeah.
And I'm picking Bengals, obviously. But my point is, I think it's going to be the Bengals.
I see, and this is another where the line is, like, they're not even a 3-point home favorite. Like, that's crazy.
Right.
Ah, I'm torn on this one, man. Maybe
and
I'm
who the Bengals beat last week? The Vikings, who, like, might not be terrible?
All right, you know what? You've convinced me. We're riding together still. I'm taking the Bengals. Screw it. I trust you. Let's roll.
All right, let's do it. Okay, next one. All right, I'm going to write down Bengals for you. Okay, next one. Broncos at Jaguars. Jaguars plus 6.
Plus 6.
I'll go first. I'm going Broncos.
I am too. I think the Jaguars are the worst team in football.
Agreed.
Which, I would have said the Texans
were. Now, 6
is a lot
of points, though.
Yeah, I feel fine with it. The Broncos just won by 14 in New York again. Or 15. What was it? 27, 13 to 14 right. In New York. And I think as bad as the Giants are, I think the Giants are better than the Jags. You know? So,
yep.
I will absolutely take the Broncos, and I actually wrote that one down. That is a potential parlay one.
All right, so the,
you agree that's worth writing down? We both feel good about the Broncos?
Yes, agreed.
Okay.
I mean, 6 is a lot of points, but yes. All right, so this one's interesting because it's just a lot of points. So Texans at Browns. Do you want to guess?
Texans at Browns. I would guess the Browns are a 13-point favorite.
Close, 12.5.
Oh!
I know.
Right there.
It's a tricky one.
Yeah. I almost went 12. I almost went 13, and I ended up going 13. I should have thought to split it. It's on me.
It's a lot of points.
It's a lot of points. I will go first. I'm going to lay the points. I don't feel great about this at all. But I think I told you, I think the Browns are good. I think they're going to be good. And
yeah,
they played the Chiefs really tough. They should have been. Let's be honest. They should have won that game. They had a real chance to win that game. They didn't. Don't feel great. It is a lot of points, but I think the Texans, I think last week was a mirage. Last week was more about how bad the Jags are and also about what you talked about, Elliot, coming into the season where they're like, oh, everyone thinks we stink, blah, 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 we're going to go out and show them. I think there was some of that last week. They got their win. I think they go into Cleveland and get whooped. I like the Browns.
All right, so this is why I go 6-10 and you go 8-8, but I think I'm going to take the Texans.
Wow.
Like, I think the Browns are a bit of a team that plays to their competition, which is why they can almost beat the Chiefs on the road. But I don't know if I trust them to, like, blow a team out. Tyrod Taylor is, like, a little bit above average quarterback. Like, I don't know. Is Baker definitely better than Tyrod? Like, maybe. I think he maybe is. But, like, is he 13 points better? And I know the roster is. But,
the
like,
roster is.
Ultimately, the roster is. But you know me. Like, I pretty much just pick off quarterbacks. So, like, I'm going to take I don't think they're going to win the game, but I get 12.5 points.
Yeah.
Like,
no, it's fair. I had to think about it. I didn't like, you know, it's a lot of points.
Yeah. All right. Now it's in Cleveland, which is bad, but.
All right. So you're going Texans. I like this. Back to back.
I'm going Texans.
You're
going
to ride the Texans this year? Ride the Texans.
Okay. I might, honestly. I might. And that's why at the end of the year, I'll be 9 games under and you'll be. All right. This one, I think is definitely going in our parlay.
Okay.
I feel pretty confident.
Okay, let me guess line. Let me guess it. What is it?
Okay, Rams at Colts.
Oh, yeah, it's going in.
Okay, but this line is weird.
What do I think it should be? I mean, I think it should be Rams by 6.5, but it's probably not that high. So I'll guess like 4.5.
3.5.
What?
Right?
All right, Rams winner. Now, you can say, look, there's, you know, they played on Sunday night, I guess. The Bears are horrible. You know, some injuries with the Rams, I guess. I don't know. That seems crazy low to me. The Colts
I
are
think
awful.
The Rams are going to have a special season.
I have them going to the Super Bowl. Let's go.
So do I.
So I'm with you. I think the Rams and Stafford, I mean, he's good. I told you he's good.
Also, like, the Colts are bad.
Yes.
They are bad.
Like, they have a bad quarterback.
Let's wipe away this narrative that they're like, that they're going to be like a, well, I mean, they're definitely not a Super Bowl contender, but like, they might be, like, this might be a top 10 pick.
It might be, Elliot. Honestly, I think let's put it this way, okay? I think that it is more likely that Carson Wentz doesn't play enough snaps and we get a second rounder than that this isn't a top 15 pick, either in the first or the second round. You know what I mean? Like, I think they're going to be one of the worst, like one of the 15, like I think they're going to be clearly not a playoff team and potentially top 10. I'm just not sure if Carson Wentz plays 70. Well, I guess if they don't make the playoffs, it's 75, right? Isn't that, it's 75, they don't make the playoffs, 70 if they do, isn't that what it is?
Yeah, it's like 70. So, yeah, I
need him to play 75% of the snaps. That's my bigger concern than where will the pick be. I think the pick's going to be higher. I'm with you, man. I think they stink. I really do. I'm with you.
This is how down I am on the Colts. If they were going to play the Giants, I don't know who I would.
Wow.
The Colts just have bad, like, bad juju all over.
I agree with that. You know, 11 brings it, or 2. Whatever.
Now, Seattle's good. I'll say that. So, you know.
Yeah. But
like,
still,
they did play Seattle. But
still, I think we can, and again, I know there could be, like, this line should be higher, and that alone is a red flag. That is a little nerve-wracking, but I'm with you. I think this is a lock to be in our parlay.
Yeah, the line's telling us something, but I'm telling the line back that the Colts are not. All right.
I like that. That was a good line right there.
Like that? Thank you. Yeah. All right.
Well,
next
look,
game.
Just quickly on the, you know, that whole point. I mean, the Eagles were 3.5-point underdogs week one, and they won by 26 points. So they don't always get it right. And I think
the Colts are not beating the Rams.
I agree with you. And particularly, the first few weeks of the season are when they get the things most wrong, because they're still basing it off those preseason projections. And the Colts, where they started out as like a 10-win team over under, and they think they got down to 8.5, but they're still looking at the Colts as a team that's not like that bad. I think Elliot thinks the Colts are that bad.
Also, fun fact, Carson's never beaten the Rams.
Ooh, I mean, he kind of did.
But he didn't.
I mean, he did. You're giving that win to Foles.
I don't know. The Rams took the lead back once he was out of the game.
Oh, man, you are a stickler.
Just saying. Never ended the game with a victory over the Rams.
Oh,
so.
Buddy. All right, on that note, before we get to the next game, let me remind everyone what we're talking about here. You can find all of these lines on the Park Sportsbook app, and you can bet on all of them. Elliot and I have been having such a blast using this app for the last, you know, couple years, year and a half, whatever it's been, just really has totally changed our lives. Like, gambling is such a bigger part of our interactions and our daily conversations than you could imagine. Definitely wasn't before.
It's literally the one of the, like, investing time to learn about it is one of the best things I've ever done.
Yeah, it's given us so much joy. And that's the most fun thing, is that you can bet on these games and have like a real rooting interest in something you probably wouldn't have cared. You would have watched the game anyway because it's freaking football. But you just wouldn't care in the same way. Like tonight, which, as you know, we're recording this Thursday, even though you're listening to it Friday. Like, I'm betting on the game tonight just because I'm going to watch the game and I want to have some real action on it. So, like, hey, it makes it more fun. Elliot, any soccer picks while we're here in the moment? I know we're all footballed up, but I figure for the real ones, what are Elliot's soccer picks?
Here we go. So, like, all right, if you guys have been listening, Leeds is my team. Leeds United is my team in the EPL. They've gotten off to a rough start. They've played good teams. This is like a must-win game for them. So they have got to win on Friday. They're playing Newcastle. It's at home. Now, in general, you know I don't like picking teams. I'm big on the underdogs. But so they're only plus 125. But I think they're going to win the game. So I'm not saying it's free money, and I know it's not a ton of juice, but, like, I think they're definitely going to win. So Leeds plus 125, you bet 100, you win. Let me put this in really quick. I should do this off the top of my head, but I'm not good at it. You bet 100, you win 125. So not advising anyone to bet.
I like this. We're doing, we're doing a little, you know, smart bets here. Taking it easy.
Yes.
All right.
So that would be my bet of the weekend.
Yeah. And again, every single football game is on the slate. You can bet on individual player performances, as always, you know, halftime score, rushing yards, who scores first, so much more. It's easy deposits, great odds, outstanding customer service. The Parks Sportsbook app is the way to go. And we will tell you our Parks Parlay at the end of this show, too, if you want to bet on that with us. Wasn't successful last week. It will be this week, I promise you. Don't hold me to that. Here's the deal. New customers only. If you sign up right now, you get a first bet free $50 sportsbook bet. And here's the deal. For a limited time, no deposit required. So you have to put none of your own money in the account and get a free $50 bet. It's an unbelievable deal, and it's for a limited time for new customers. So sign up now, download the app, or go to the App Store, go to parkscasino.com/PA, and use our promo code GOBIRD. The website has all the details. It's a limited-time offer for new customers only. It's a free $50 sports bet with no deposit required. You must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, E, let's keep rolling.
All right, you're Las Vegas Raiders at the Steelers. Steelers -5.5.
The Steelers.
I think I'm going Steelers.
I got to go Steelers there. I was impressed with what the Raiders did. I just don't buy in, and I think that Steelers defense is real.
Also, I thought the Steelers were going to fall apart this year, but I do think now I'm looking at them more of the team that's probably going to be pretty good for like 12 weeks, and then we'll find out how really good they are. But I think in the first 12 weeks, they're probably going to win a lot of games.
Yeah, I told you. I was relatively high on them with my over-under picks. I think they're going to be better than people think. I just didn't see Mike Tomlin having a losing team.
All right, so here are the two lines I think are the most interesting of the weekend. First one, Patriots at Jets. Do you want to guess?
So this is actually one I saw glancing. I remember it being not as high as I expected. I expect it to be like 7 or 8, and it's not. I don't remember what it is, like 5, 5.5, something like that.
Yeah, it's 5.5.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You.
Isn't that weird?
It's really
weird. The Jets feels like a dumpster fire. The
Patriots,
really everyone's like loving Mac Jones.
It's really weird. I'm with you. If you're playing the line, that's a Jets line in this case. Maybe it fails me again. I'm not going to play the line. I'm going to take what
either.
Looks like the obvious bet, and I'll probably get screwed, but I think the Patriots handle the Jets.
Also, quick take. I think everyone's way too hype on Mac Jones too quickly. He might be good, but, like, this whole, like, he's the next Tom Brady, like, oh, my God, they found their guy. Like, I would advise everybody to calm down.
I agree with you, but I'm kind of in on Mac. But I agree with you. I think
I
it's
am too,
way
but
overboard.
Like, I don't know.
No, I'm with you. I like him a lot more.
I like
him a lot more.
16 points.
With you. They were like one of the best rookie games I've ever seen. People were way overboard.
Yeah, like,
way overboard. Way overboard.
All right. This one I think is also extremely interesting to me. Like, I was blown away.
All right, let me guess it. Let me guess it. I like this. Good.
Okay. Saints at Panthers.
Oh, okay. So I've not seen this one. I have no idea what it would be. Just based on, I mean, I feel like after last week, the Saints have to be the favorite. They had a higher over-under coming into the season. I'll say Saints -2.5.
Wow. See, I thought it would be way more. Like, I thought it would be like Saints, like, -7 or something.
Really? Oh, no. I mean,
they just blew the Packers out. Jameis Winston threw 5 touchdowns. The Panthers are not a good team. I know they did win last week.
The Panthers
but,
won.
They beat the Jets. Yeah, I guess it's because it's
so.
Divisional
is it?
Two, game.
Am I right? Is it 2.5? Is it 3? What is it?
No, sorry, it's 3.5.
Okay, all right.
But
so it was in the right range.
Close,
yeah.
Yeah.
That I'm not surprised by that. That's kind of where I expected it to be. You can't overreact that much to week one. But I still think they're using their win. Again, it's like a perfect example of the Colts thing where they're still using their win totals. They're still saying, hey, we're not going to overreact week one. We still think this is a 9-win team versus a 7-win team, and so on and so forth. So I'm not that surprised.
All right. Well, who are you taking? It's a tough one, right?
It's honestly the toughest one yet for me because I'm not at all in on the Saints. I'm certainly not all in Carolina, but I like Carolina. I think they're, you know, we coming into the season, we kind of predicted things. We kind of thought Carolina was going to be a little bit better than expected. The Saints were going to be worse than expected. Obviously, after week one, you have to reevaluate. I'm clearly vamping here because I don't know which way to go.
All right, I'll make my pick.
Please.
Maybe it'll help. Okay.
Please.
So I saw a tweet this week. And it's convinced me, and it's probably going to shape my opinion for weeks on end. Like, I do think Sean Payton with Jameis Winston is interesting.
Yeah, me too.
Like, Sean Payton is definitely a great offensive coach, clearly. Like, and Jameis Winston, for whatever you think of him, he's definitely talented. Like, he makes mistakes, but he is, I mean,
he's
I don't
the
know,
number
raw
one pick
ability,
in the draft.
Like, I think you could argue he's, like, you know, top 12, top 15.
I don't
like, I think
there's any question in raw ability.
Yeah.
Is.
So to me, I think you combine those two, and like maybe we're sleeping on them a little bit as like one of the better head coach quarterback duos. And I'll tell you who's not one of the better head coach quarterback duos, Matt Rhule and Sam Darnold. So
I like Matt Rhule, but I think Darnold's
I guess. Good. I don't know. I think Matt Rhule is a little closer to, like, I don't think he's Joe Judge, but he's a little more closer to Joe Judge to me than like.
I disagree. I think Matt Rhule's very good, but I agree with you. I think before when I was vamping, my gut was saying go to the Saints. It's just, I hate that half point. There are a lot of annoying half points this week, Elliot. Like a lot.
Well, this feels like the Cardinals-Titans line where it's like, what?
Like, yeah, see, like, it doesn't to me that way. It doesn't to me. But so you're saying, but that would be a Panthers line in your case.
Yes, that'd be a Panthers line. Right. Mm. I think the fact it's so low is telling me I should pick the Panthers.
Are you going to pick the Panthers?
No, I'm going to pick the Saints.
Yeah, I'm going to pick the Saints too. But I definitely don't feel great about this one. I do think that's a good point. And also I heard someone else, I think it was Mike Francesa, make the point that Drew Brees was actually holding the Saints back in a lot of ways at the last couple of years with the inability to make a lot of the throws in the field, which you could see watching the game, like dude couldn't throw deep anymore. So like if they can train Winston into what they want him to be, it is a really interesting, because again, that was a team that outside of Drew Brees was a one or two seed last year. Like they were a 13-win football team last year. So like I think the two seed. So like they were a legit roster. And theoretically, Jameis is talented enough where if he's coached right way and whatever, like he could be better than that version of Drew Brees. So yeah, I do think there's a chance that we all kind of slept on the Saints coming in. It's possible.
Yeah, agreed. All right, so this next one, 49ers and Eagles, I think we both know we took the Eagles, right?
We took the Eagles. And honestly, I would actually add that to our – I know it's risky, but I would
I think we agreed not to put the Eagles in the parlay.
We did. You're right. But for what it's worth, like that's how good I feel about them covering, just to throw that
out. Okay. All right, but if you want to hear more about that, it's on the last pod. Okay, Falcons at Buccaneers. This one also scary because of the points. Do you want to guess? Want me to tell you?
It has to be. Is it in Tampa?
It's in Tampa.
Bucks by 13.
12.5. I think I'm still taking the Buccaneers.
I'm taking the Bucks.
The Falcons are bad. And also the Buccaneers almost lost last week.
And 10 days off for the Bucks coming home. I agree with you. They almost lost. Like mistakes in there, they can correct. And again, like there's a chance Atlanta's one of the worst teams in football this year. So
I mean, Atlanta lost by 26 points to the Eagles at home, and now they're going on the road to face the Buccaneers. Yeah. So, like, maybe they don't lose by 26 points, but that's a lot of wiggle room. You know, like, you have 13, so.
Yep, I'm with you. I take the Bucs.
All right. This is another interesting line. Vikings at Cardinals.
Ooh.
Cardinals -3.5.
Okay, so I probably would have guessed maybe a little bit more, like 4.5. That's an interesting one because
I'm taking the Cardinals.
I'm leaning. We keep it too many similar picks this week.
I know. I think we've only disagreed on one.
Yeah, because I was
the
gonna,
Browns. I took the Texans.
That's the direction I was going.
This is why you're going to win all season.
This is a wild one though. We're very rarely this aligned, but I'm with you. Like I hate that half point there, but and I don't know if the Vikings are as bad as they looked in week one, but I do think Arizona's just better. And I wouldn't want to bet. I wouldn't want to be in
Home
that
opener.
Game late and have Kirk Cousins against Kyler and be on the Cousins side. So I'm going to take the Cards too.
All right. This one I think is actually pretty easy. I'm down to put it in the parlay. Do you want me to tell you the line or do you just want
to
do you guess?
It. Give it to me.
All right. Cowboys at Chargers.
Chargers by 2.5.
3.5.
Wow. Really?
I will put this in the parlay. I think the Chargers, I don't know if they're going to blow them out, but like.
Wow. All right. So we're definitely not putting in the parlay because I might pick Dallas. Like I don't feel great about this for the
really?
Chargers.
I mean, they lost to Marcus Lawrence. Like the Chargers have a better, I don't know.
I just think it's going to be a close game. I agree with you. If I had to pick the winner and I'm in a pick'em league each week with Emily and I make like just winner picks. I did pick the Chargers to win. But that half point, I've been
talking. Well, that seems pretty confident. Oh, you mean not as.
No, just to win. There's no lines in this one. It's just win, lose. Like, that's all you have to pick. But we've been talking so much about these half points. You know what? This is the first I've been bitching every time. Like, this half point killed me, but I'm still going to lay the points. I'm not doing it this time. I think the Chargers win this game by 3 points. I'm taking Dallas.
Now, I will say these are two teams that know how to lose games.
You're damn right.
So, like, yeah. Okay. Next one.
So you're obviously taking the Chargers. So we have at least another.
I'm taking the Chargers,
which is nice.
Yeah. All right. Titans at Seahawks.
I would say Seahawks by I feel like it should be higher than this, but I'm going to guess 4.5.
5.5.
Oh, I was close. All right, not too bad. I almost guessed 6. That's what I thought. I thought it should be 6. And then
it's a tough one.
Yeah. I'm going to take Seattle. I think they're better.
So I am down with the idea that I saw a few people talking about of like, now that they're going to let Russell throw it all the time, they're just going to be really good. And I think that makes sense. Now, but to the same logic about the Bills, like, are the Titans going 0-2?
Maybe. I mean, the Bills were my Super Bowl pick. The Titans were my, I think they win the division because the division's horrible pick. So, yeah,
and
I mean, I
worth.
Wouldn't be shocked at all if the Titans went 0-2. I don't think they're that good. I think they're okay. I think they're like a 10-win football
and
team.
The Titans are going to play the Cardinals and the Seahawks, two teams that are at least both good.
How about, you know? By the way, how about all the West teams winning in week one? That's pretty crazy.
I know.
I don't remember the last time that happened, you know, in any two divisions like that. It's pretty wild.
All right. I'm taking the Seahawks. You are as well.
It seems like you're less willing to do it. I would put the Seahawks in the, or consider them for the parlay. I love the Seahawks.
Put them down as a parlay possibility. Okay. Two more. This is the Sunday night game. Great Sunday night game. Chiefs at Ravens.
Oh, buddy. What a game.
Do you want to guess?
I would
maybe put this in the parlay too, just based off the line.
So, I think it should be higher, but I think they'll probably still give the Ravens a little respect. Let's say Chiefs by 3.5.
Boom. There you
are.
Yeah,
he nailed one.
Ravens plus 3.5. Yeah.
Nailed one.
That seems way too low to me.
Way too low. I love this one. I'm with you. We'll add it to the list. We're definitely
Patrick Mahomes isn't losing to Lamar Jackson.
No,
I like
Lamar Jackson. And it's a Raven. Now, again, it is also a 0-2 possibility. Or like, do we see the Ravens being 0-2? And also, do you know,
maybe, honestly.
Maybe.
I mean, they
I know,
have
but
some
they
bad
need,
juju going on
they
there,
They need
too.
It more. Like, I can get myself to where I could see taking the Ravens because it's a closer game and all that, but I can't personally do it. I'm taking the Chiefs for sure.
Okay. So this line is high, but it's oddly not the highest line of the week, which is surprising to me, but I guess it makes sense off week one, but to what we've been talking about, like, this feels like they're maybe overreacting to last week. All right. Detroit Lions, Monday Night Football at the Green Bay Packers.
I mean, it should be 14. I don't think it'll be quite
right,
that.
Right, right. Yeah.
Yeah, it should be 14. I would guess it's what, like 11.5 or 12 or something?
11.
Wow. All right. So, yeah, I think the Packers easy. That actually, honestly.
That could be a parlay pick.
I think
honestly.
It is. I think it is. So, all right.
The Packers got embarrassed last week. Although, are they still in? Or no, it's the Saints that are in Florida. My bad. So they're accurate.
Yeah, it's in Green Bay. Like, yeah. Detroit's horrible. I know Detroit came back last week, but the Niners rested a lot of their starters in the second half. Like,
and the Niners aren't that good.
Nick Bosa added like his tape off. He had to go back in the game. Like, he took all his tape off. He had his shoulder pads off. They're like, hey, buddy, it got close. You got to get back in. Like, they were not taking that second half seriously. I'm with you. Aaron Rodgers, after that loss, like, let's put it this way. If they don't whoop on Detroit, then I'm generally very concerned about Green Bay this year. I think Green Bay is not going to be as good as I thought. All right, so here are our options, Elliot. We're only picking 3, okay?
How many did we write down? Zach,
one, two, not, let me cross the Eagles out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So we need to pick 3 of 6.
I know. We wrote down 7 games. Yeah. This is not looking
good. Not good.
Right, go
and ahead. We only wrote down 2 home teams, which makes me a little nervous too. But
I'll build it in the app while
okay.
we do this.
We have Bills minus 3.5, Broncos minus 6, Rams minus 3.5. We're not doing all
find
these.
The Broncos. Hold on.
Well, we're not going to do all these. Gonna... Yeah. So,
oh, yeah, you're right. Okay.
So let's
right.
wait until we pick it. So Seahawks minus 5.5, Chiefs minus 3.5, Green Bay minus 11. Let me tell you the two I feel like are in it no matter what for me personally. I think Green Bay, I don't think there's any way. I know it's a lot of points. I don't think there's any way they don't come out and just stomp on Detroit at home on Monday night
Agreed.
After last week. And the Rams, based on our cold tape.
Okay, so definitely the Rams, because A, it's not a lot of points, and also, like, I think they're definitely going to win the game.
So the Rams are a lot.
100% Rams.
So we have one.
Okay. I think the Packers as well. Again, I'm nervous about the
points. I just
want
a home team. So I want one of these two home teams. I feel like a all-away team parlay is dangerous. So either the Seahawks minus 5.5 at home or Green Bay minus 11 at home. I love both of them. I'm good to put either in the parlay.
Okay.
It seemed like you were more in on the Packers than on the Seahawks minus 5.5.
Who are the Seahawks playing again? The Seahawks
Titans,
are playing.
Titans.
The Titans. Okay. So my two favorite ones, I think, are the Packers and the Rams.
Okay. So they're both of our favorites. So we agree. All right. So, real quick, before we pick our third, if you want to just, those are our favorites. You do a two-team parlay, too. It is allowed. Now, what's our third?
It's plus 260. Just so people know, it's plus 263.
Like, that's pretty good. That's not bad.
That is pretty good, yeah. Honestly.
So
do
maybe
we force a third?
How about this? Why don't we do ourselves a favor? We're going to split our $10 bet up into two. We're going to do a $5 on the two-teamer, and let's throw five on a three-teamer.
Yeah. All right. So five to win 13.
Boom.
Is one of them.
Can make our money back right from last week.
I'm going to put this in. All right. We have one. Now, does that mean we don't want to double up? Like, do we want to add a third team or do we want to?
Oh, that's interesting.
If we're taking one out, I would rather take the Packers out.
Okay, so let's take the Packers out. Let's leave. The Rams will be our anchor team, as they say.
Yes.
So the Rams are in.
I like
so,
that
okay
expression.
Okay, so our three. So Rams for sure. What are our other two? I feel really good about the Bills. I feel really good about a lot of these. The ones we picked, I feel good about.
The Saints?
We didn't put the Saints down. Remember, we were kind of nervous about that.
Oh, right. All right, say the ones.
So our options are Bills minus 3.5 against the Dolphins, Broncos minus 6 at the Jaguars, Seahawks minus 5.5 at home against the Titans, Chiefs minus 3.5 on the road at Baltimore.
So the worst team in there is the Jaguars.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I think I really like the Broncos.
All right, so I'll put Broncos in.
Okay, so Rams, now, Broncos.
The other one that's telling me, I think I would be between the Seahawks and the Chiefs.
Let's go Seahawks because they're a home team.
All right, I like it.
All right, so this is Rams, Broncos, Seahawks. And for what it's worth, I really do like the Bills, but I'm good with this. Probably not smart to double down against the Dolphins.
So here's a general rule of a general something we should decide. Now, I don't think in this case we would do it, but like, are we allowed to do money lines?
Because
I think with some underdogs like that, you know.
That's a great question. Yes, I think we should. We will incorporate money lines when necessary. We only like favorites this week. That's a little nerve-wracking, too. As I'm looking at my list, Elliot, of the other than the Eagles, which we weren't allowed to do, our entire list is favorites. We have Bills, Broncos, Rams, Seahawks, Chiefs, Green Bay. I think the underdogs went like 10-4 or 11-4 too, so.
I know. But it's all right. Things come back down to earth.
Revenge of the favorites.
Yes. All right. So this one is 5 to win 29.
Love it. We're in. These are our bets.
All right,
our
take official, the ride with us, guys.
Our official Parks parlays of the week. $5 on the Rams and Packers.
I will tweet these out, too.
Perfect. And $5 on the Rams, Broncos, and Seahawks. I love it. I love it. Any final thoughts?
I'm feeling good about these ones.
Okay. I like it. I feel better. Yeah. I mean, last week I didn't feel as good about it, and it was proven to not feel good. I feel good about this. We controlled ourselves this week, Elliot. If the Rams
also,
lose,
gambling,
if
gambling
the Rams
is so much
cut,
more fun than fantasy.
Oh, it's not even close. If the Rams lose, we're screwed. So go Rams. Let's just throw that out there.
I know. I'm like already kind of sick of my fantasy team.
It's not even close. Gambling,
I might sell it to somebody.
Yeah.
Like I would honestly pay my entry fee and buy it and sell it to somebody for half the cost.
Just to manage it, not worry about it.
I just don't, at this point, the only reason I'm interested is because I don't want to be like not set my lineup and have people
be
like,
the guy who does that.
That's the entire purpose from here on out. It's just to not mess up the lineup.
For what it's worth, I'm very, very with you. Fantasy blows, gambling rules.
It's just such a hassle and I don't know.
I'm with you, buddy.
Great. It's a no-win situation. Like, it wasn't like, oh, wow, you're great at fantasy. Like, cool. Like, you know, like, I'd rather be the one that's great at gambling.
I'm with you, buddy. Preach. Preach.
Yeah.
That's why you download the Park Sportsbook app and bet on games with us instead of worrying about your fantasy teams. There it is. I love
Amen.
It.
Amen.
All right. Check us out tomorrow, Saturday, 1 to 3 on WIP, Go Birds Radio, and then, of course, post-game on Sunday. Let's make some money this week. We're gonna
Let's
hit.
Do it.
I feel it. All right, for Elliot and James, we'll talk to you soon.